Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, me. Good morning, Coach Michael Burt. It's about 7:35 on Thursday morning. Looks like it's going to shape up to be a beautiful day here in Florida. I'm at our house in Watercolor, Florida. I will be back in Watercolor, by the way, May 23rd, doing competitive intelligence. I'm taking 20 people. I will be doing competitive intelligence next Thursday at the Greatness Factory. So if you just follow what I'm doing, it's like I'm coming to these cities, right? I'm coming to these cities. So there's two things that are happening right now. One, I've got the Package Your Purpose tour. I've still got two cities left on that tour. Atlanta. Good morning, Mother. I got Atlanta and Chicago on Package Your Purpose tour. Then I got competitive intelligence, and I'm taking that thing to Michigan, Watercolor, Florida, West Palm Beach, two stops in Nashville at the Greatness Factory. So I'm gonna unpack a little bit of competitive intelligence here. This is a concept I've been saying for years, Freddie Blanton. It was like when I was a basketball coach, what did you do for those players? What I really did was build what I call a competitive intelligence in the players. And competitive intelligence is not studying your competition, although that could be part of competitive intelligence. It's not, that's really not what it is, Joseph Goodman. It's really combining four intelligences together: knowledge, skill, desire, and confidence. Knowledge for the mind, skill for the body, desire for the heart, confidence for the spirit. And you may say, you know, a lot of people think the smartest people are the ones who win. Well, it's not really the smartest people who win. It's really the toughest people. Knowledge with no prey drive will get you very, very, very small things in life. Knowledge with no prey drive. Prey drive with no knowledge. I would take prey drive with no knowledge faster than I would knowledge with no prey drive. So what I tell people is, we get to the end of the month, people are going to start saying, well, I'm tired. Well, I've earned this. I'm entitled to this. What I'm looking for are people who go, no, 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 no. I always see things through to its conclusion. So it's not the smartest people that win, John Lyle. It's the toughest people who win. Now, we could back that up with data. Duckworth wrote the book on grit, and we could see that, man, it's not the smartest people who always win. It's actually the toughest people who win. And so how do you build toughness? You fight through your feelings. You show up every day. You do things you don't want to do. You have a long obedience in the same direction. John Law, what happens is, the way you build toughness is, you go, you know what? I don't feel like doing this today, but I'm going to show up and do it because I'm a pro. And the amateur listens to their feelings. I know how to flip the switch. I know how to deliver the goods. I know how to show up and deliver. I know how to not whine, complain, and make excuses. And because people say, what's really the difference between the medium performers and the people that make, say, six figures and the people that make seven figures? It's really the toughness. At the end of the day, guys, you can say what you want to. It's not the smartest one. They are smart people, but I could show you a lot of people that would tell you they're not that smart, but they're real tough. So this is a good example for you to show what you can do versus tell people what you can do, okay? And at the end of the day, Tracy, showing people what you can do versus telling people what you can do is a whole lot, okay? So when you think about this, Giuseppe, if you follow me around per day, you'd see that I don't vacation until I get my work in. A lot of people think when I come to my house in Florida, I'm on vacation. Just ask my wife, she'll tell you. But that's not the case. I get the work in first because the work's what bought the house. Everybody with me? And this is an uncommon trait a lot of people don't have. To me, the work bought the house in Florida. There is no house in Florida without the work. So when you're thinking about it, it's like a lot of people got this backward. Like, I know people to this day that go vacation when they're broke, that spend money on things they don't need when they don't have it. They'll be like, man, I need to hit my sales numbers, but I'm going on vacation for a week. And I'm like, what? Like, take a step back for a second and listen to what you just said. I don't have the money, but I'm vacating. Okay? You don't vacate until you get the work done. So what I see a lot of people, and I really see a lot of people like this, is they think because they're smart, they'll just automatically be successful. They think because they, you know, are quick-witted, they'll be successful. Now, things, guys, those are all things you can learn. Number one, they may be a little bit natural, but there's things that can be nurtured. What really makes the eight figures, the seven figures, the eight figures, the nine figure people at that level is they kind of have all four parts of this nature clicking, right? They got a knowledge, But it's not knowledge, it's a specific knowledge, it's not a skill, it's really an impeccable skill, it's not a desire, it's an incredible prey drive, it's not a confidence, it's a contagious confidence. I just talked about these ingredients last week at my Person of Interest Bootcamp. So have an honest conversation with yourself today. All self-improvement starts with self-awareness. All self-improvement starts with a self-awareness, okay? And get past your feelings and get into a performance mindset. I don't feel like it today. It's okay. I don't have to feel like it today because I know how to flip the switch. Go back and read Prey Drive or listen to Prey Drive on Audible. That's me reading that book, okay? So next Thursday, Competitive Intelligence, The Greatness Factory. This is your chance to come to The Greatness Factory, step into your greatness, fight off the complacency. It's your chance to get in a room and reset for quarter two. And a lot of people need to reset, folks. A lot of people need to reset the whole friggin' thing. And as Matt Monero said, some people need to torch the whole thing and start over. So I'm Coach Burke. Next Thursday, Competitive Intelligence. Then I'm doing it in West Palm Beach. I'm doing it in Detroit, Michigan. I'm doing it in Traverse City. I've never been there before, so that'll be fun. So come and get in a room. Quit. There's two options. This is what I tell people. When I'm on sales calls today, I said, you got two choices here. Stay where you're at. Quit whining about it. Or do something about it. And let me help you. Would you like my help in going from A to B? That's what I say to them. And that's what I'm saying to you. Make it a great day, guys.